¿Habla usted Spanglish? With Larry Torres.
Los hombres don't gossip y no lloran. En la tardecita, Grandpa Caralampio called Canutito and said, "Hey, mijo, vamos conmigo. I'm going over to el reparto de agua. Come with me so that you can learn how it is done." What is el reparto de agua, Grandpa? Questioned the little boy. It is the gathering place by the acequia where all the water users get together to divide el agua for irrigation todas las tardes. Pero why do they have to divide it? Continued Canutito. Pues, porque that is the law, retorted Grandpa somewhat impatiently. All of the parciantes get together and petition the boss called el mayordomo to let them have el agua to regar all night or all day. Do you mean to tell me, Grandpa, continued Canutito, that the mayordomo divides the water? He must be un great hombre como el Moses de la Bible. Pero el Moses just had to lift up his staff and divide todas las aguas del Red Sea, just like that. He snapped his fingers to make his point. I saw it in el television, he ended. Aye, Hollywood, exclaimed Grandpa Caralampio. In real life, dividing las aguas takes a lot of work. Y besides, el mayordomo de nosotros doesn't even look anything como el Charlton Heston. El Grandpa y su nieto continued walking up to la compuerta. A bunch of men had already gathered there, and they were making all kinds of barullo as they were talking among themselves. What are they talking about, Grandpa? Asked Canutito after he had listened to them for a little while.
Tú sabes, mijo, said his grandfather. They are discussing las nuevas, the news of the day, important events that are happening everywhere.
I don't know, Grandpa, prefaced Canutito slowly. That grupo over there is talking about going to la cantina for una fría. And that other grupo is talking about una muchacha blonde that just moved into town and ran away with el lechero. Y el último grupo way over there is talking about what happened in el general hospital y en el One Life to Live. It doesn't sound like cosas importantes to me. It sounds more like a lot of mitote.
Pues sure, mijo, exclaimed Grandpa Caralampio. They are cosas importantes. They just share the news with each other. It's only las viejas who gossip. Los hombres, we know better. Why, just el otro día, I was talking to el vecino, and he told me that his son, who was coming from the army, andaba por allá en Iraq, y que, as he was coming out of the bar in Baghdad, lo agarraron al fly. A couple of soldiers who le tenían mala pica, and they left him all bruised como un perro. Ooh, es que that noche, he sneaked over to their pup tents y les dio una friega bien dada while they were roncando in their cots. So that se les quitó la maña and they wouldn't do it again. And that's how se las pagó para atrás.
Pero, los hombres don't gossip, said Canutito quietly under his breath. He turned his attention back to el mayordomo, who was busy trying to give everyone their fair share of irrigation water. He paused to listen to the shouting.
Y tú, the mayordomo was yelling at one of the men, you are not going to get no more water today. You come up here to el reparto every day as if you were the only one with property. What I should do instead is to give you a certificate of perfect attendance for coming a pedir agua todos los días.
As Canutito listened, the other man was arguing on his own behalf.
Pero yo tengo more land than anyone else. It is only justo que I get more water than anyone else. It's God's will to su santa voluntad. And besides, I have more vacas and marranos and chickens to feed than you do. Don't bring your family into this, snorted the mayordomo back to him.
Canutito shook his head thinking, and men don't cry either, ¿eh? Y aquí en el reparto es una lloradera loca. He decided he didn't want to listen anymore.
And so until next time, this is Larry Torres saying, bueno, bye, for Habla Usted Spanglish.